Isaiah chapter 64. Oh, that you would rip open the heavens and come down. The mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire burns the brushwood and fire causes water to boil. May your adversaries know your name. May the nations tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we were not expecting, you came down and the mountains quaked at your presence. For from of old no one has ever heard, or ear perceived, neither has an eye seen a God besides you, who works on behalf of the one who waits for him. You meet those who gladly do what is right, those who remember you in your ways. Look, you were angry because we sinned. We have persisted in our sins a long time. Can we really be saved? For we are all like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all wither like a leaf, and our sins carry us away like the wind. Yet there is no one who calls on your name or endeavors to take hold of you, for you have hid your face from us and have consumed us by means of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter, and we are the work of your hand. Do not be furious, O Lord, neither remember our iniquity forever. Please look at us, we are all your people. Your holy cities have become a desert. Zion has become a wilderness, Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and beautiful temple, where our fathers praised you, is burned with fire, and all our pleasant places have become ruins. After all this, how can you restrain yourself, O Lord? How can you keep silent and punish us so severely? Isaiah chapter 64.